Hey guys, the following is a podcast produced by the Georgia Cyber Center at Augusta University. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to have a wild time.
Augusta University presents In the Wild, the podcast for all things Augusta University and everything else.
Hello, hello, hello. What is up, y'all? I am your host, Rayshawn, and today we have a very special episode. Today we're talking about roommates, the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. And today we have a very special guest that I can't wait to introduce to y'all. But let's talk about roommates for a second. Roommates can be great company and support system if you have the right ones, because they can give you a new perspective on life. You can share so many fun activities, but that's not the case for everyone. Sometimes they can be horrible. Sometimes they can really just be the worst people to cohabitate your space with. So today, I brought in my very own roommate to talk about the ups and downs of living together with me, but also we're going to talk about just in general, like just how to be a good roommate, and we're going to talk about our bad roommates and just see how the conversation goes. So stay tuned, because we got so much to talk about roommates.
Hey y'all, let's talk about student life for a second. There's so much going on in JAG Nation, which is why there's a dedicated blog just about student life. JAG Nation is the nerve center of student life at Augusta University. They're giving you the information you need and want to thrive at Augusta University. Look for stories and tips to help you make the grade, land a job, and enjoy your time here on campus. Read them all at jagnation.augusta.edu.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Rayshawn Ricks, your host, and you're listening to In the Wild. And as you already know, today we're going to talk about roommates. So I thought the best guest that I could possibly get for this would be my own roommate, not only from present day, but also back in college. So give a big warm welcome to my roommate, Deontay.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here on your busy, busy, busy schedule.
Absolutely. Anything for you.
So before we dive into our roommate experience and just like our agenda here, tell us some pits and peaks of your summer.
Pits and peak of the summer. I would say obvious pit is just all the things going on with Corona. Yes. And social injustice issues throughout the world. But one peak for me is I actually got a new job through the Department of Social Services. Thank you. Yeah, I started the very beginning of August, and it's been really good so far. The pit along with that would probably be that my training that is usually scheduled to be in person in Columbia for 3 weeks is all virtual. So they've done a really good job of doing the training and making sure it's interactive still with webinars and whatnot. But I would have enjoyed, you know, being out of town in a hotel put up and just experiencing that. But it's been good. I really enjoyed my job so far, and I'm excited for what it holds in the future.
Yes, I was super happy that you got your new job and you're moving on up in the world.
Yes, thank you. But also, I guess I still am working at Bona Cafe, and the pit would be closing down and not having all the guests inside. I'm so used to seeing the regulars inside making latte art and everything like that. But a peak on the upside, we got to do a lot of renovations there. So it's
yes,
kind of a
did.
Brand new.
Great.
Thank you. It's like brand new inside. And so John and Pat and everybody that's on staff has been doing a really good job of making sure it's very inviting. And it's a really nice scene.
So do you remember how you and I first met, the first time we met?
Honestly, no, I don't. You have to remind me.
So the first time, well, I feel like we probably unofficially just like saw each other in passing because
probably
we had mutual friends. But the first time we actually met was when I came to your apartment. You cut my hair for the first time.
Oh, what? You know, I do remember that. Yes, I didn't realize that was the first time meeting.
Yes, we were in UV, and that was the first time I think we ever actually spoke to each other. And when I asked you how long you've been cutting hair, you were like, oh, I just started. And I was so scared because I was like, because, you know, Luke had said, you know, oh, I have a roommate who cuts my hair. He's really good. You should try him out. He does it for free, blah, blah, blah.
For free.
And so I was like, yeah, let me try him out. And then when I actually asked you, you're like, oh, yeah, I just started. And I was, oh, my gosh.
See, that's the thing. I've always liked getting my hair cut. And so when I came to Augusta University, I didn't ever go out to find a barber. So I was like, I had some clippers. Like, let me just try and experiment and see if I like it. And I liked doing it myself. And then I ended up doing Luke's hair and other people's hair. And I was like, this is actually kind of fun. I'll keep it going.
Yeah, I was extremely nervous. I don't know if you picked up on it, but I was like, oh, my gosh. He's new.
I get nervous myself. I start sweating.
But for those who are listening, he did a great job. And he still cuts my hair to this day. And that was, what, 6 years ago?
Yeah, probably like 6 years ago.
Time has flown by. It doesn't seem like it's been over a decade that we've known, or over half a decade that we've known each other.
At all. Feels like maybe 2 years max.
Feels like yesterday. We were just in UV, and we were orientation leaders together.
As you like to say, I followed you around with the jobs.
Yes. for those of you who are unaware, I was super involved on campus. I did a bunch of different things. And pretty much every organization that I was a part of, Deontay eventually joined in some sort of capacity. Like, I was an orientation leader. He was an orientation leader. I was lead OL. He was lead OL. I was a student manager in the JSEC. He was a student manager in the JSEC. I was SGA president. He was SGA senator. Like, our college experiences had so many parallels. And I think that's probably why we became so close, because we had spent so much time together and around each other and in the same group of people.
Yeah, that's very true.
But I would definitely say becoming orientation leader, or when we experienced that summer of being orientation leaders together, is when we really became friends.
Yes, summer 2016 is always my, if someone asked me for a pivotal moment in my life, summer 2016. That's just the best time.
It really was like one for the history books.
Yes.
But I have to ask you, what was your first impression of me? Because I asked you, I told you about how I was so nervous of letting you cut my hair. That was my first impression of you. Like, oh my gosh, I don't know. This is making me second guess who this person is. But what was your first impression of me?
Ooh. Well, I kind of, like you said, we kind of probably knew each other in passing. And so I think I probably saw you around school more often. And I thought you kind of have a wall up, I feel like. When you're very focused on what you're doing, like going around campus, doing all your things, like you say, you're so involved on campus. I wasn't necessarily like afraid to approach or anything, but I never had the intent to come to get to know you like I do now, just because you're very focused and driven, which is very good. But I mean, after I got to meet you, I thought you were great. We have very similar beliefs and we're just kind of two peas in a pod now. And it makes a lot of sense because we're very, very similar. I like that.
Yeah, I think as we got to know each other and seeing not only did we share a lot of parallels in our college careers, but we also had a lot of parallels personally. Like, I have an older brother. You have an older brother.
Exactly.
we both came from single-parent households with our moms.
Yep.
Our moms are the same age. And then your brother and my brother are similar in age. Our birthdays are within a week of each other.
Literally 6 days.
So, like, yeah, we've had so many, like, weird parallels, which I think is really strange and rare to meet somebody that you share so much with. But at the same time, I feel like we're very different people, too.
I do feel that. That's true. Definitely the way that I think our personalities are a little different. Like, I'm a little more extroverted at times.
Absolutely.
And I know you can be introverted all day, be a homebody, not have to do anything, not have to leave the house and be totally fine. Just, you can recharge at home.
And people are still surprised to hear that about me, but I'm like, no, really, like, I can stay at home. Like, quarantine, although, yes, it's been difficult for everyone, but to a lot of extent, like, I've been okay being at home. Like, I have not missed going out and being around people.
In the beginning, I was like, okay, great. Because it's like, yeah, we get some time off of work, or I don't have to go in as often. But then it's like, well, I do miss seeing my friends and being social. And I guess the extroverted part of me is trying to burst out. I'm like, I just got to get out of here.
So you're saying I'm not the only friend that you need. Is that what you're saying?
I'm 100% saying that.
So when did you realize that we became friends?
Hmm. It probably would be summer 2016 because we were roommates then and we spent all of pretty much the whole year together training through orientation, all of intensive training. And I think that was the time where it was like really easy to get to know everybody because we had nobody else to go to. And like we were, if something happened, all of us were going through it together.
Yep.
So there was no, I'm doing this, you're doing that. We're right there. We're all going to do it together and it's going to be all right.
Specifically, I think I realized that we became friends was when we started doing like late night food runs. Like after like orientation was over, after, you know, our trainings or what have you was done for the day, like we still chose to be around each other.
We chose to get a meal together.
Yeah, like not just, and you not just with, you know, you and me, but with some of our other like OL fam.
Yeah.
Like we just, like the guys were just definitely close that summer.
Oh yeah, it definitely was a nice guys camaraderie.
Yes. So considering like, we've had a very positive experience of becoming friends, first through roommates, with being orientation leaders, mm-hmm. but also now, what were some experiences that you have with roommates, even outside of me, that weren't so pleasant? Because I think a lot of times people like to talk about the pleasant side of living with other people mm-hmm. and cohabitation, but there's also that negative side and that crazy side. So tell us the crazy story that you've had with one of your roommates.
Okay. Well, luckily, I have been very blessed to get really good roommates. I have never really had a big issue with anyone. I'm also someone I can get along with just about anybody. So I think that makes it easy. I know so. but there was a time, probably maybe 2 years ago, and this roommate had a lot of fun one night and fell asleep in the living room. Mm-hmm. And so me and my other roommate shared a bathroom. And the guy who fell asleep in the living room, he had his own bedroom bathroom. So our bathroom was closest to the living room. And so just keep that in mind.
Okay.
I wake up the next morning to go to my manager shift at the JSAC. And I get a call from my roommate saying that there's throw up on my bed.
Was it? Which roommate called you?
So my roommate that shared a bathroom with me.
Okay.
Yes. So he called me and he was more concerned. Just like, I don't know how to say this, but there's throw up on your bed.
Oh, yeah.
And he kind of explained it to how he was half asleep when he woke up. And thought he heard someone, you know, throwing up, but figured he was in the bathroom because the bathroom was directly across from his room. And so that made sense. And then he's like, well, and I got up, used the bathroom, and I was going back to my room. I saw it, and I was like, ooh, let me call Deontay. And I think that was a very interesting moment. I never thought I would experience something like that. So my initial reaction was just kind of utter confusion, like, What do you mean? You threw up on my bed? What do you mean? Like the throw up's on the bed? It's like, yeah. I was like, oh. And then I get a call or text from my other roommate apologizing and saying, you know, he'll clean it up. He'll make sure everything is good.
Well, that's
but
good.
I think it was just alarming. I was like, what are we? Can we not go to the bathroom? We can't make it. It's like, oh, well, but I'm glad that it didn't like cause a riff or anything. It was just a moment where I was like, oh. That's interesting. That happens. Okay. I think that's probably one of the only moments that I've ever had a problem with roommates because I'm not a very confrontational person and I can get along with just about anybody, I think. And so I'm very agreeable.
That's good.
It could be, I think, good and bad sometimes because I probably just agree to something that I really shouldn't maybe. But I think I'm pretty easy to live with. So that was probably one of the moments I have improvement.
As someone that has lives with you now, I can attest to that statement that
well, thank you.
You're pretty easy to get along with. I would say a horror story for me, I think, well, I know I share with you personally, there's several incidences, but one of the ones that comes to mind was freshman year, mm-hmm. having a roommate that really did not care about boundaries at all.
So you got to set those early.
Yeah, and the thing is, we had set those early. And for the most part, boundaries were respected. But I think just as the semester unfolded, as you know, he was a first-gen student. I was a first-gen student. So this was experience was new for us.
Right.
And he always had his own room and his own space. But I think because we shared a it wasn't even necessarily a sharing the bathroom, but just I guess we just being in the house or
just in common space
in an apartment because we lived at UV. Just being in a situation with different people that you haven't lived with before, and because you're not family, like we don't have to choose to put up with your
That's
bad
true.
Behavior,
right?
So yeah, like it started off fine, and you know me, like I'm a pretty clean person, or I like to consider myself as a pretty clean person.
Yeah,
especially as far as the bathroom is concerned. So
definitely,
I don't necessarily wait on other people to do things that I would do even if they weren't there,
right?
Per se. So like I did a lot of the just naturally, a lot of the chores within our apartment, and that went well for the most part. But with this particular roommate, like as his semester just wasn't working out for him. And I think immaturity came into play and things just were working against him from some poor decisions. Like he just became a horrible roommate.
Oh, that's so unfortunate.
Like started just it, like it started with the small things that we aren't doing to be as courteous to each other, like, you know, respecting noise levels or
okay.
whatever. And then it became to doing other things like eating other people's food.
Oh, don't do that.
Inviting other people over and spending and having them spend all day in our apartment. And we had in that apartment, we had such awesome like roommates. Like everyone just like provided something. Like we had one roommate who had like an Apple TV, Xbox, another roommate that had like the decorations and all the things that made our apartment look cool.
So I kind of pitched in, had
like, yeah, everyone had something that would pitch it. Like I did a lot of like the cleaning and the just keeping everything afloat.
Right.
So like everyone had their role, everyone played their part, but then this roommate who didn't really contribute anything, and it was cool at first, but then he just started becoming a nuisance. Like you're starting to hog the Xbox and the TV with your friends that's not even yours, and you're eating other people's food that's not even yours, and then you're not cleaning up and picking up after yourself. Like it became like he became like a baby.
Yeah, that was
like someone's child. Like, and it became annoying. But the I think climax to him misbehaving and just kind of being a little too childish was my other roommate had made breakfast for himself and he kind of like meal prepped.
Okay.
Some stuff for, I don't think it was like for the whole week, but for a few days.
Okay.
And this child ate his meal prep.
Oh.
Like, ate his entire breakfast and left him nothing.
So,
like, he had waffles and bacon and other things that he had just pre-made the night before, the day before, and was planning to eat it. And so, you can imagine waking up and walking into the kitchen, opening the refrigerator, looking down at your empty Ziploc bag of food that you had left.
I would cry. I think I really would cry.
Like, he was livid. And so, when I got home, because I didn't know that this had happened, of course, he's like, did you eat my food? And I was like, no, I didn't even notice that you, or food you had. And he was like, I think we know who it is. And so, of course, we all came together and realized who it was. But it was just so crazy how we started off in a very good place, but we didn't end there because one roommate just started
dropping the ball.
Yeah, just dropping the ball and just no longer trying to be courteous and abiding by any boundaries. Because I think food is probably like the biggest boundary.
That's a big one.
You should have.
Yeah.
And that's nothing that someone should have to teach you. Like, I should have to tell you not to touch my food that I made.
It's not yours. You didn't buy it. You didn't make it.
You can ask. Like,
so did he, when he ate the food, did he tell the other roommate he did it at all?
He did not tell the roommate that he did it.
Oh, my goodness. The least you can do is at least say it.
And
if you're hungry, we get you some food.
And it wasn't until after the fact that the other three of us had talked, we knew it was him. And when she was doing it kind of before, so it wasn't a hard guess.
Right.
But it was just, like, crazy how you are just, like, we started in a good place, and then as the semester progressed and the year progressed, you just went downhill and you never recovered.
Man.
Like, our other roommate, like, he moved out. Like, he was so upset. Like, he moved out.
Aww.
Unofficially.
Well,
but
okay,
he was like, yeah, I'm not coming back because I'm upset.
Yeah, I understand that.
So,
I wonder what he's doing now. Is he still eating people's foods?
I lost track, fell out of touch with him, which, you know, life happens.
Chapters, yeah, absolutely.
When certain chapters close, you just don't reopen them. But didn't he? Mm-mm.
Wow.
And we'll just leave it right there.
That I couldn't imagine. I think if you were to eat any of my food that I meal prepped, I think I'd be even more hurt because I took the time to prep it.
It's also in the morning.
I'm already not.
Because you wake up hungry and you're already looking for this food.
Exactly. So I'm already not really in the mood because it is the morning and I'm not a morning person like that. Yeah. Get me up at 8:30, 9 o'clock and I got you. Anytime before that, I don't know if I can do it, but I'd be pretty upset to have no food.
Yeah, to have your food gone. Like, no, that's not okay.
It's not okay. It's not cool. It's not fun.
And like, I had gave him passes when he would eat like something of mine, but not. Mm-hmm. But that was the first time I remember of him just like snacking on
like getting someone's a small whole snack. Thing. Yeah.
I remember having like a large jar of peanuts or whatever, okay. And I offered him some before, and so, you know, from time to time without asking, he would just get some. And I would notice it going lower, but I wasn't tripping.
So you didn't mark the peanut bottle on the side with a Sharpie.
Leave a Sharpie of like where I left it. So going off of that, what would you say are some tips for being a good roommate?
Some tips for being a good roommate. I would say in general, be courteous.
Yes.
And I know at Augusta University before, when I moved in at University Village, we had a required roommate contract, which I think that's good because people are coming from different lights. And so we don't know if you've had siblings or you're an only child or used to sharing your space with others. And so I think establishing those boundaries and making sure that we discuss things like cleaning, cooking, just keeping the place tidy and things that kind of go into just having a place to live, making sure that it's designated for certain people to do or just to have a level playing field with it.
Yeah, because cohabitating with someone else is not easy.
Yes.
Especially when they're a complete stranger.
That's true.
And I think sometimes it can be even more difficult when you are familiar with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think now I would choose to live with any of my friends.
Yes,
like you,
I
see
what you mean.
Like, you and I are friends now, but we've lived together and became friends,
mm-hmm.
but my friends that I have never lived with, I don't think I would choose to live with.
Yes.
Because I just know that differences in personalities might just be the end of
That's true.
Those relationships.
I also think communication is also a big key. You got to express how you feel. You can't just, if you don't say something one time and let it happen, and you just keep letting it happen, you can't expect that person to change overnight because you asked them to do something differently too.
Yep.
So you really have to be courteous and have that communication and be open. And I think it's also important to be, if you want to, I guess in my case, I always want my roommates to be my friends. So make an effort to get to know your roommates. Maybe do some of the things they like, some activities, or find some shows that you guys watch, anything like that to kind of get you all to know each other a little better so you can live probably a little more comfortably too. I'm used to, my brother's 5 years older than me. So after he left, I was pretty much me, my mom, and we're in the house together, and we didn't really share anything but like the living room, kitchen. So there's not much for me to, you know, go off based off of roommates with that. But I think I was just raised in a great way. So I'm able to be courteous and genuine and have all those aspects that make me who I am and a great roommate.
Or so you think.
I mean, we won't go there.
No, we won't. But yeah, I would say the biggest thing that I could agree with is getting to know your roommate. Even mm-hmm. if you don't have the intentions of becoming friends with them, just getting to know them and establishing some sort of level of communication with them.
Yes.
So that way you can actually have an open space to talk to them.
Yeah.
When things are going left.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want to be the type of person to only speak to your roommate when something is going wrong.
Yes, that's true.
And that's annoying. Like, every time, the only time we communicate is when you're annoyed that I didn't do something mm-hmm. or that I am doing something that you don't like. Like, no. Like, we can talk to each other and have some sort of...
Some type of dialogue.
Yeah, some sort of dialogue and relationship to where it's just, like, friendly. and like a strong rapport with each other, even if we're not friends or we're not close, so that way we can just have each other's back, I think. Because even though we're not, like, I think we don't, like I said before, we don't have to be friends, but you would want your roommate to have your back in some extent at home. Because people be going through stuff and you don't even know about it.
You talk to somebody.
Like, you want to be there when you see your roommate about to have a breakdown or they're coming out of character, like, to just be there for them and to have their back. And it's so awkward if the only time you interact with them is when you're trying to express yourself when they do something that you don't like.
Right. You have to set yourself up with that support of your roommates.
Because I'm not going to care to listen to you about me taking out the trash more when you didn't even ask me how my morning was. You didn't even ask me how I slept.
When you came in, you didn't even say hello.
Exactly. But you want to talk to me about the trash? Like, uh-uh.
You can miss me with that.
Yeah, like, don't be that. Please don't be that type of roommate.
Yes.
That you only talk to your cohabitator when something is wrong. Like, no, you could at least say, hey, good morning, how are you? Have a great day.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm rooting for you today, whatever you're going through. Like, let's do something together. Let's hang out every now and again just to make sure you're good.
That's true.
So, yeah, I think I try to start there, and then whatever happens afterward just happens naturally.
Yeah.
But at least make that good effort in those first couple of months that you're living together, especially with a new person that you don't know. Mm-hmm. Try to just see, like, who they are and have some sort of rapport with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that's a really good thing for sure.
So what would you tell someone who is struggling with their roommate? Like, if they're in a bad spot.
In a bad spot.
Because, you know, like, you know, I've shared with you, like, different issues that I've had with old roommates.
Right.
Like, what would you say to someone that's, like, just in a bad spot with someone that they're living with?
I would just say be open and really just be interested in having an actual conversation and listening, not just hearing them, but taking that as feedback if y'all have an issue to make sure y'all can work through it. Because, like you were saying, ultimately y'all are going to be living together. So you'd rather, at least for a year. So you'd rather have someone you're living with that you enjoy or have the potential to enjoy it with, rather than someone that you have nothing with. And I mean, I think you'll be happier once you do that, but you make sure you're just kind of having that open communication, because that can really make a difference. Because if you're just locked up, not saying anything, and also your temper could get the best of you, and you could just be building up every day. If something, like you were saying, if you're only speaking to me when something's going wrong, I'm not going to want to speak to you when something's going right, or just to see how you're doing. So the best thing is just to be open and have that communication.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think a lot of times when we keep things to ourselves and things bottle up, and then it becomes this whole roommate mediation type of thing, like, we can't only be ready to get things off of our chest, but we have to be ready, like you said, to receive feedback and listen to what the other person is saying, because there may, like, just like a list of things that you don't like about your roommate, they may have a list of things that they don't like about you.
Absolutely. That are completely valid. Mm-hmm. Two sides to every story, so you can't just say that yours are only valid.
Yeah. And also, too, if you're actually living on campus and you feel like there is a situation that is way above the capacity at which you can handle, like, you do have RAs there to help you mediate those things, and there are different professionals within housing to help you navigate through that process.
Yes. And ultimately, I think having a roommate, for people who haven't had them before, even who have, is going to be difficult having a new roommate. Yes. No matter where you go. Because you're coming into school, you're both experiencing new environments, you're not used to this, and you're also getting all these new people. So you have a lot of different things going on. So also don't be too hard on yourself. Don't make it to where you kind of isolate yourself. Be open.
Yep. And that still goes the same for even if you had, this is your first time experiencing roommates, or this is your third, fourth, or fifth time experiencing having roommates. Because I know when we moved in together, like, we had to learn, because we were sharing a bathroom, like, each other's schedules for, like, when I can use the
expectations.
Like, when we can use the bathroom, how often we're going to clean, and all those different things that you experience, because each person is going to be different.
That's
so
true.
You can't just assume, like, oh, this is how I deal with roommates, and this is going to be, like, the one singular process for me to deal with everybody.
Right. Yeah, it can't be a cookie cutter. It's different for everybody.
So now I have a little game that I like to call Roomie versus Roomie, where we are going to award each other superlatives.
Okay.
That are predetermined here.
Do you have any prizes?
I'm the prize.
Any other prizes? Okay, gotcha. We can move on.
Please don't be rude on the radio. Thank you.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Because now you'll be... Because we're having such a great time.
I'm in game mode.
And we're talking about people helping each other's roommates and being a good roommate, and now you're trying to... you're choosing to be rude to me.
If you felt that way, I'm so sorry.
Okay, you're right. This is what it's like, y'all. This is what it's like.
I mean, let's just go. Let's do it.
So I'm going to read the superlative, and then on the count of three, you're going to say whether or not it's you or me.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes, I got it.
So who is most likely to sleep through an earthquake? One, two, three.
You. Me? What?
Absolutely no, you.
Rayshon, don't do that. You sleep heavy. There are some times you sleep light, but a lot of times you are like knocked out.
I'm knocked out, but I can still hear what's going on. Because when there was the other week when the police officer came knocking on the apartment, who woke up and who didn't hear a thing?
That's true. Yeah. I know you're right. Because if I'm very tired, I will sleep through an earthquake. Well, not an earthquake, but I'll sleep through like some sounds or a knock or anything.
Like, and I tell you when our neighbors are being crazy in the middle of the night.
Well, you know, I hear it from time to time. I just go back to sleep. I hear it, but I guess you're right. That's more me.
Yeah.
If you...
that's definitely you. No, like, hands down.
Yeah. I guess because I'm thinking as soon as like the sun is up, then I am awake. But yeah, night.
What do you mean? I'm up before you.
I didn't say you weren't. I didn't say you weren't up for me. I'm just saying I'm awake.
let's move forward. Who is the best handyman? One, two, three.
Me.
I think,
you know what? We probably both.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair for both.
We both do little crafts here and there. We both putting up things on the walls. We're both doing little DIYs and whatnot. Yeah, we fix our nicks and knacks. So yeah, our little nicks and knacks. So yeah, I think that's for both.
Okay. Who is most likely to be on Catfish? One, two, three.
You. I don't see myself getting Catfish.
No, actually, I changed that. Me.
Well, okay, so when you say on Catfish or being Catfish.
So this is the thing. I would say me because I would know I'm being catfished, but I will play along to see if I can find out who it is.
Okay. I guess you ask very good questions.
Like, that's true. Like, I would definitely play along to see who it is because I'm smart enough to know that I'm being catfished, but I don't think I would stop it.
That's true.
I'd want to, because you remember, we're not going to talk about that there.
I would agree with you though, because even like watching Masked Singer and things like that, you're good at guessing and knowing exactly what is going on. And even with shows, like, you can ultimately say, I think it's going to happen. And then next episode, boom, there it is. Like, so I agree.
Yeah, I'm naturally very inquisitive. So I don't think I would ever catfish someone.
I hope not.
But yeah, I think I would definitely play along if I was being catfished.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Okay. Who is most courteous? One, two, three. You.
Me. Yeah, I think I am. Like, I think, like I said before, I'm just very agreeable, and I kind of want everybody to get along. So if something needs to happen, I'll do it just to provide some peace. Because I like coming home and unwinding and being relaxed. So I don't want to come home to any drama or any mess.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Like what? What are you talking about?
I'd say you're most courteous because you have a more approachable demeanor than I do.
Okay, yes.
And my demeanor, I don't think at this point I can help. I try to be as approachable as I can. But I will say, because I'm just introverted and I do have a one-track mind, like if I'm thinking about something, I'm thinking about something and I'm not always thinking about being sociable. Like I have like for me, in my introversion, I have to tell myself to turn on my sociable switch.
Yeah, see, mine can just go whenever. So, yeah, I can agree to that. I definitely probably more. courteous.
Okay, next one. Who is the future fun uncle out of the two of us? One, two, three. Me.
You. Yeah, I think you. I like to do things. I have a couple of younger cousins. I like to do things with them, but I like to have fun myself, not necessarily make fun for others. So I also don't see myself really wanting any children anytime soon or anyone around me like that. So uncle status can be put on pause, unless my brother says he's having a baby, because I love that. But I'm not really sure that I want to be the fun uncle soon.
I'm not having kids until soon. I actually think out of the two of us, you may have children before I have children.
You think so?
Maybe. Because I'm good right now.
And I'm very good over here.
But yeah, I think like if we did have kids, I definitely think I would be the uncle to like actually plan something out for the kids and do something with the kids.
Like I would say, go to Uncle Ray's house. He's about to go have y'all a good time, going to a carnival, going to do some DIY projects, going to do all this stuff.
Absolutely. I'll be that.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Next up, Mr. Clean Award. One, two, three.
You.
Me.
Yeah, I think you. There will be times, I can admit, there will be times where I just don't feel like cleaning. But I keep...
Because you dirty.
I guess more... Okay, let's not do that. I think it's more of the common area, really, that I don't attend to as much. I attend to my room and bathroom, but I just don't... In my head, I just don't think, oh, let me go out there and vacuum that, too, and do that, too. I'm better with the dishes, I think. I'm doing better with that.
I have noticed.
I try. Thank you so much. Yes, I could do better, but I think that's warranted. You clean a lot. You're very clean. I like that.
Like, I'm definitely one of those people that clean out of routine. I don't just, like, wait for it to be dirty or wait for something, like, to smell bad or look bad. Like, I'm just going to, like, try to hit everything once a week at least is my goal.
Yeah, definitely don't let it get dirty before I clean it for, like, my bedroom and bathroom. But it's not necessarily a routine.
And I think also out of the two of us, like, we're really, like, with both of us, like, we're both pretty good at, like, just picking up after ourselves and not leaving, like, huge messes or
that's
making
true.
Messes. So, like, it's easier to clean when there's not a huge mess.
Right.
Okay. Next one. Worst attitude. One, two, three. Me.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not saying, like, you're mean at all.
I think I'm the nicest person that I know.
I think I truly,
in my heart of hearts, and God only knows if I can see my heart.
Okay.
But I really think I am, like, one of the nicest people.
You are very nice.
But I think I just don't always have the most approachable demeanor.
I think that's what it is.
And, like I said, when I have a one-track mind, and I'm thinking, and something's on my mind, I think I may just have my thinking face on.
Yeah.
And people will assume that's RBF. And it's not, I'm just thinking.
I think something. You have like tunnel vision when it comes to one thing too. I know you always mention like when you have something to do, you want to get it done on your terms right then. So don't give me anything that's going to take my mind off of it. I want to get it done then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And last one, best entertainer. One, two, three.
Both of us.
I was going to say both.
I think both of us.
I think... Yeah. Like, socially and going out, I would say you probably.
Mm-hmm.
But if we had people home or, like, in a more so closed environment, I would say me.
Yeah, definitely. I can attest to that.
Like, I think going out, you could probably be life of the party. But I think at home,
you'd
or
be
if someone else
party.
Is home, like, where it's smaller, I could be the life
right.
of said party.
Yes, and then we provide the entertainment as well with our singing group.
I think we're the best dynamic duo there is. So
Chloe and Hallie, watch out.
So if, you know, anyone ever wants to, you know, hang out with us... It's going to be an experience for you.
Yes. You'll love it. You'll want to be us.
The R&R experience.
The R&R experience.
Well, thank you so much, Deontay, for being here. I really appreciate you taking the time to come talk to me on the podcast because you've been a great support of the podcast, but I love having you as a guest.
Thank you for having me. I'm always very, very happy to help when I can, and I'm always really excited to get in the wild going and see what we have going. So, thank you for inviting me and having me.
All right. Stay tuned, guys. We'll be back with some more stuff very soon.
Augusta University's Student Health Services mission is to provide quality health and preventative services to AU students. They offer a variety of services to students, including immunizations, clinic services, and virtual resources. They have multiple clinic services available to students, from women's services to primary medical care. They're conveniently located on the Health Sciences campus for students. Give them a call at 706-721-3448 or check them out online at augusta.edu/HSH.
Well, I hope y'all enjoyed having Deontay in the studio. Like I said, he is one of my best friends, and he's been my roommate for quite some time at this point. So we know each other really well, and I think if you are struggling with your roommate or you're nervous about getting new roommates, just try to always remember to respect them, compromise, and communicate where you can. Show courtesy as often as you can, because I think that's probably the biggest element of just having a great relationship with anyone, whether it be at home or at work or at school, is courtesy and being nice. And finally, just take a deep breath. Like, whatever you're experiencing, whatever you're feeling, just take a deep breath, inhale, and then exhale all of those negative thoughts, those intrusive thoughts and feelings. Like, exhale them out of your body. Think optimistically as you can, and do the best you can, because roommates are temporary, but if you do it right, they can last for life. And I feel like I've made a lifelong friend with some of my roommates. Not only Deontay, but I've met some of the best people just living on campus, and they're some of my lifelong friends. So I definitely think if you try, you can have that work out for you as well. But every story will not be like that. So feel free to reach out to different professionals like the Housing and Residence Life staff so they can help you out navigate through that process, because it can be overwhelming, it can be scary, and everyone has so much on their plate these days, so it can be stressful, and you don't need no extra stress. So please take the time, get the help that you need with all your roommates and cohabitators out there, and then let me know how that works out for you, because I'm interested. And tell us, like, on social media, on our Instagram, how your roommate, your first roommate situation went. I'm interested in hearing about your first roommate, but also share any horror stories with us too, because Deontay had someone actually throw up on his bed, which is a major boundary breaker. And then I had roommates that would just like steal food. So let us know, like, what was one of your worst situations that you had with a roommate? Because I know y'all got them. So feel free to tell me about those on our Instagram at In The Wild Pod. Follow us, like us, subscribe, and do all those things. But most importantly, leave us a nice rating and review. And until then, I will see y'all in the next one. Thanks for listening to In The Wild. If you like what you heard, then give us a nice rating and review this podcast on whatever you use to listen to your podcast. To keep our conversations going, follow In The Wild on Instagram at In The Wild Pod and Augusta University on all our social media platforms. Don't forget to follow me, your host, Rayshawn Ricks, at Rayshawn Ricks, to send me questions you want to be answered on the show. Tune in for new episodes every week, class in session, because we don't want you to miss a single thing happening on campus. You can also find more news stories at jaguar.augusta.edu. Until then, I'll see y'all next time. Stay wild out there, guys.